那个 Chosen People Ministry 的 Mr. Michael Cohen 是他们的宣教士，来向我们讲解在犹太人的逾越节的庆祝当中，怎么样子很奇妙的是有耶稣基督是存在在其中。我今天是那个是替他做翻译，这样子可能就请大家可能是可能是如果我咳嗽，请大家可能为我祷告。
Thank you, thank you. Shalom, everyone.
各位平安。
Oh, good, you're trilingual. All right.
很高兴大家都能够学的三语，可能能够讲希伯来文。
It's great to be here with you this morning and to share with you the Messiah and the Passover.
今天很高兴有机会能够在这里跟大家一同分享在是逾越节中的弥赛亚。
This morning we're going to look at the life and the ministry of Jesus Christ.
我们今天要来一同思想耶稣基督的生平以及他的侍奉。
By using the Hebrew scriptures,
当我们是用希伯来文的圣经
，The New Testament scriptures，
以及新约的圣经
，as well as the Jewish tradition of the Seder，
然后也看到是犹太人的一些的做法。
The Seder is a Hebrew word; it means order。
这个犹太人守逾越节的晚餐。的原来的意思 Seder 这个字就是说是有规矩有程序。
This is a traditional Seder plate.
这是一个传统的是逾越节晚餐的碟子。
And this is what we'll use to go through all the rituals.
然后这个是上面代表了所要经过的一切的礼节。
Jewish people also use a book called the Haggadah.
犹太人他们守逾越节的时候也用一本的仪文书。
And the Haggadah contains all the traditions and the rituals that we go through.
里面有所有一切所要做的仪节。
And so within the context of the Jewish Seder meal, we will look at the life and ministry of Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天一同的在逾越节的庆祝当中，让我们来思想耶稣基督的事工以及他的生平。
Who is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world?
耶稣基督是上帝的羔羊，是。
Before we get started, I just want to call your attention to
救赎世人罪的主。
Sorry,
sorry,
it's okay. Before we get started, I just want to call your attention to this brochure.
在大家开始之前，我相信大家手上有一张的简单的单张。
If you'll go ahead and open it wide.
请大家是把它打开。
You'll see a picture of myself and my wife Lisa and our five boys.
可能大家会在上面看到一张是我们今天的讲员的照片以及他的家人。
As well as our two newest members.
并还有一些其他的是宣教士。
Benji and Taki. Right there, the two dogs.
Oh.对不起，我没有看到那张。
That's right.
我没有啊，那所以。
If you'd like to receive our personal prayer letter, as well as our international newsletter, you can go ahead and tear the slip at this time.
但是如果大家是愿意接受收到有关这个 Chosen People Ministry 的通信，欢迎大家把这张撕出来。
And just fill out your name and address and information, and you can give it to me at the end of the service.
然后大家可以填好了之后，又交给招待。
Well, do it at the same time. We practice that. Okay. So let's go ahead and pray.
所以我们开始的，让我们一起先祷告。
Abba, I thank you so much for this morning.
天父，我们感谢你。
Thank you for this Palm Sunday.
谢谢你，让我们有机会一起来庆祝中之主日。
And this opportunity just to learn about what you did for us.
并且在此学习到上帝你为我们所做的。
I just pray, Lord, that you would bless us today.
愿主你自己祝福我们今天的一切程序。
And that we would not just be hearers, but doers of your word.
并且让我们不单单的听，更能够行道。
And that many would come to faith to you.
也知道我们是能够生命荣耀你的名。
In Jesus' name.
恭敬的奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
If you'll look in the Bible to Exodus chapter 12, starting at verse 14.Do you want to just go ahead and read it?Or should we do English and Chinese? English word?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Okay. Now this day will be a memorial to you, and you shall celebrate it as a feast to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you are to celebrate it as a permanent ordinance.7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, but on the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats anything leavened from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel.
你们要纪念这日，守为耶和华的节，作为你们世世代代永远的定例。你们要吃无酵饼7日。头一日要把酵从你们各家中除去，因为从头一日起到第七日为止，凡吃有酵之饼的，必从以色列中剪除。
So we read that we must prepare for the Passover by removing the leaven from our homes.
所以我们开始的时候，我们的准备就是要在家里从所有的把所有的酵。都除去。
Leaven is what makes the bread rise.
那大家都知道，有酵那个饼才会变成是面包，会发起来。
It's the yeast.
那是那个，所以呢会那个是有一种发酵的作用。
On that night, they ate with their staff in their hand.Their cloak on their back, their sandals on their feet. We call this the bread of haste, the matzah.
然后呢，那个在逾越节里面所吃的无酵饼，是呢，是因为那天晚上他们都穿好了，准备要出发，故此呢，那是一个是没有时间去发酵的饼。
And so, in commemoration, we remove the leaven from the home.
所以为此，当我们守逾越节的时候，一开始我们就要从家里面。把所有的酵都除去。
And then the night before, the father takes a feather and a wood spoon and removes the final crumbs.
然后呢，为此，当这个犹太人家庭庆祝的时候，家里面的家长、父亲就会是在头一天晚上拿一个勺子，拿一个可能羽毛，然后把所有的最后一点的酵素都从家里除去。
Then he wraps it in a white napkin and he burns it.
然后呢是用一条白的手巾把这些剩下来的面包碎是包起来然后把它烧掉。
He gathers his family around him and he prays to the Lord.
然后呢是大家一起就是能赞美主。
Lord, I've sought to honor your command to remove the leaven from my home. Please make any leaven I've missed as dust of the earth.
然后并且特别祷告说感谢主，让我们能够在家里面把所有的酵素都除去，并且求主帮助。如果我有忘记了任何的酵素，让这些酵素都变为尘土。
Because he does not want to be cut off from his community.
因为他不希望可能是因为有过犯而被从民中来到剪除。
In the same way, we're reminded that Jesus made leaven a picture of sin.
在耶稣的教导里面，酵素常常被用来是代表罪恶。
When he said, "Beware of the leaven of the religious leaders."
那当他是说要防备那当时的一些的宗教人士的酵素。
Remove it far from you.
那是那个防备法利赛人的酵。
But the good news is, we're reminded.That if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
但是圣经也告诉我们说，神是信实的， 将我们愿意是承认自己的罪，向他祈求，向他是认罪悔改，神是愿意赦免我们的罪。
And so we are reminded that when Israel cleanses their home of leaven,
所以以色列人他们是在守逾越节之前，把家中所有的酵素都要除掉。
The importance of cleansing ourselves by His power of our sins.
也提醒了我们要借着上帝的能力，把我们所有的罪恶都要认清，都要祈求主的赦免。
Once people are gathered and seated for the Seder meal,
那当大家是一起的，是聚席要守这逾越节的晚餐的时候
，the mother would light the Passover lights.
然后家里的母亲就会把这个蜡烛是点起来。
Do we have a woman who could light our Passover lights?
Can one of the ladies please help us?
Come on. Stitch it up. Okay, here we go. Okay.You go ahead, just light the lights for us. It's always the mom who lights the Passover lights. Thank you.
在犹太人的家庭里面，点蜡烛是常常是家里面母亲的责任。
And just as it is the mom who lights the Passover lights, we are reminded that it's through the woman that brought forth the light of the world, Jesus.
当然，那个是提醒了我们。耶稣是借着童贞女而生的，并且是因此是将世界的光带到人间。
The father would then officiate the Passover that's celebrated in the home.
逾越节的晚餐是在家里守的，为此那个父亲是当晚的主席。
He would wear a Jewish head covering called a yarmulke.
然后他们会戴一顶犹太人的礼帽。
And this is symbolic that man is finite and that God is infinite.
那戴这顶小帽子的意思是表示说人是有限的，但是上帝是无限的。
It's almost as if wearing it, we're in a perpetual state of bowing before Him.
并且这是一个在神面前是鞠躬敬拜的象征。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
在出埃及记十二章第一到二节。
1 through 3. Now the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, This month shall be the beginning of months for you. It is to be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, On the 10th of this month, they are each one to take a lamb for themselves according to their father's household.A lamb for each household.
耶和华在埃及地晓谕摩西、亚伦说：“你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。你们要吩咐以色列全会众说：本月初十日，个人要按着父家取羊羔，一家一只。”
And so we celebrate Passover in the household at our table.And the father would officiate the ceremony.
为此，逾越节的晚餐总是在家里庆祝的，并且是由家长、父亲来到主持。
And the first thing he would tell us about is the four cups at the Passover table.
那是在逾越节的晚餐之中有四杯，是酒或者葡萄汁。
These four cups of wine remind us of the four I wills found in Exodus chapter 6, verse 6 and 7.
那这是代表了在出埃及记里面是神所讲的四个我要。
Say therefore to the sons of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from their bondage, and I will also redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments.Then I will take you for my people, and I will be your God.
Will you please tell me the scripture?
Oh, I'm sorry. Exodus chapter 6, verse 6 and 7.
这是在出埃及记第六章第六跟七节的话。第六章第六跟七节的话，圣经是这么说：你要对以色列人说，我是耶和华， 我要用伸出来的膀臂重重地刑罚埃及人救赎你们脱离他们的重担不做他们的苦工我要以你们为我的百姓我也要做你们的神你们要知道我是耶和华你们的神是救你们脱离埃及人重担的
So the first cup is the cup of sanctification. I will bring you out from among the Egyptians.
故此第一杯是代表了那个成圣之杯，因为这是代表了是神要将他的子民从以色列为奴之家是领出来。
And certainly God brought us out from the bondage of sin.
那神是将我们从罪恶之中是带出来。
Then the Father would bless it.
然后那个父亲就会是祝福这个杯。
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, creator of the fruit of the vine.
然后他所讲的就是说，那个。 创造天地的主，你是宇宙的主宰，谢谢你从地里产生这些是酒给我们，让他就喝并且分给大家。
It's a good year. If you'll turn to Luke 22, verse 14.
然后在路加福音第22章第14节。
We are reminded that Jesus celebrated the Passover.
这里让我们再次看耶稣是如何的庆祝逾越节。
Luke 22, verse 14.
22章14节。
When the hour had come, he reclined at the table and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I shall never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And when he had taken a cup, and given thanks, he said, take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes.
那这就是这里所记载的耶稣第十四节开始说时候到了耶稣坐席使徒们也和他同坐耶稣对他们说我很愿意在受害以先和你们吃这逾越节的宴席 我告诉你们，我不再吃这宴席，直到成就在上帝的国里。耶稣接过杯来，祝谢了，说：“你们拿这个，大家分着喝。我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，只等到上帝的国来到。”
And so Jesus, our Messiah, celebrated the Passover, and that became the Lord's Supper.
然后耶稣是庆祝逾越节的晚餐，然后那成为了我们是往后基督教的圣餐、主餐。Next,
the Father would take the leafy green vegetable, symbolic of life.
然后那个父亲会拿一些的是绿色的，欠菜，是代表了生命。And
he would dip it in the salt water.
然后他是点在那个。 一些的盐水里面,
symbolic of tears shed in Egypt.
那表示了是在埃及做苦工的时候所流的眼泪。
Because a life of slavery is a life of tears.
因为没有自由做奴役的生命是流泪的生命。
And certainly a life of slavery to sin is also a life of tears.
当然我们是被罪恶捆绑的时候，我们的生命也是一个流泪的生命。We
are also reminded about what it says in Exodus chapter 12, verse 21 to 24, when they took a bunch of hyssop and dipped it in the blood and applied it to the doorposts and to the lintels of their houses.
我们也记得，那是代表了在他们第一次出埃及的时候，他们拿一些的牛膝草。 是点在那个羔羊的血里面，然后是在他们的门楣和门框上是抹上这个血。
So that the destroyer would pass over their homes.
以致神的审判灭命的天使会逾越他们那一家而去。
And we are reminded that when we apply His blood to the doorposts and lintels of our hearts, death passes over.
愿我们记得，当我们是以耶稣基督的宝血是还能放在我们的心上，在我们的生命里面，同样的是神的审判也远离我们而去。
Next, the Father points to the matzatash, a three-compartment pouch containing the matzah, or unleavened bread.
然后呢，是在逾越节的晚餐之中，有一个是特别用来存放无酵饼的，是一个袋子，这个饼袋是有三层的。
In Jewish tradition, this reminds us of the great patriarchs, the three compartments, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
对犹太人来讲，这是代表了他们的三大祖先，就是亚伯拉罕、雅各和以撒。
But then why does the father take out the middle matzah?
然后呢，当那个父亲是将中间的那一块的无酵饼拿出来，是把它分开。
He breaks it in two, and he wraps one piece in a white napkin.
然后他是把一块是放在白的手绢里面。
This piece is known as the afikoman.
然后这一块是代表了被隐藏的，是无酵饼。
It's a Greek word. It means the one that comes later or the dessert.
这个是一个希腊文，表示说是词典一会儿要来的那一位。
And so the father hides it away until after dinner.
故此呢，是这一块无酵饼就被藏起来，只等了一会儿是吃完饭之后再去把它找出来。
If we come back to our illustration, he just took Isaac and broke him in two.
然后呢，如果我们是从圣经上来看呢，他为什么要特别是把那个以撒呢是将它是分成两块呢
？Now why break Isaac in two? He's a nice Jewish boy. He didn't hurt anybody.
没有什么特别的圣经的理由说要特别把以撒分成两半。
And that's why I believe a better explanation is not that it reminds us of the patriarchs, but it reminds us of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
为此呢，其实更一个能够了解的解释就是说，这其实这逾越节的无酵饼中间这一块是圣父、圣子、圣灵当中的圣子。
One pouch, three compartments, one God, three persons.
那个一个袋子里面是三层的，正好代表了上帝、圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Then when we take out the middle matzah, unleavened, without sin.
然后我们从中间拿出中间那一块的无酵饼，是无酵的，是无罪的。
Broken for your sins and mine.
然后为你我的罪而分开。
Wrapped in white linen or napkin.
包在白的细麻布里面
buried away,
然后是埋葬了
and then brought back by the father,
然后是父亲再把它找出来
We see a powerful picture of the triune God, the incarnation, and the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
在这个唯一最合理的解释就是这代表了耶稣基督的受死他的埋葬以及他的复活。
Right here at a Jewish unbelieving Seder table for the last 2,000 years.
然后呢，在犹太人的逾越节的晚餐桌上，这个象征一直的举行了2000年。
And I believe that this really does illustrate God's love for Israel.
其实这也代表了上帝对以色列人的爱。
In that he would maintain this witness for them.At their Passover Seder meal.
其实神是用这个方式是一直的是提醒他们他的信息和他的救赎。
And that you and I as the body of Christ.
你跟我作为耶稣基督的 身体的一部分。
Need to follow this example.
我们也需要效法耶稣的榜样。
Then the father would point to the bitter herbs.
然后家里的父亲就会把那个一些的苦菜拿出来。
In the scriptures, it says that on this night we are to eat bitter herbs with the unleavened bread and with the Passover lamb.
然后在这一天晚上，我们是要吃苦菜，然后是还要吃那个逾越节的羔羊。
To demonstrate the bitterness of this bondage.
那是代表了在为奴之家的那一份的痛苦。
But next to that, we have the charoset, a wonderful apple-honey-walnut mixture.
然后我们也在逾越节的晚餐上有一种特别的果酱，这种果酱是代表了在埃及地是所用的泥土，是来到是做砖的。
This represents the mortar that was used to put the bricks together.
这是还能代表了在埃及的时候做苦工的时候所用的那些的灰泥是用来砌砖。
And reminds us that even though the slavery was bitter, it was the hope of the deliverance that kept life sweet.
并且这个是甜的果酱，是代表了说虽然是在痛苦当中，但是上帝救赎的盼望使我们还是有盼望有甜。
We are reminded of what Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation.
这是我们想起耶稣所讲的话，说在这世上你们有苦难。
But take heart, I have overcome the world.
但是你们可以放心，因为我已经胜过了世界。
The second cup, the cup of deliverance, reminds us of the 10 plagues God used to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
第二杯的呢是葡萄汁，是叫做拯救之杯，这是代表了上帝用十灾把埃击打埃及地，使到使他们有以色列人可以是被释放出来。
In Jewish tradition, a full cup means full joy.
这一个杯意思是说是那个喜乐之杯。
But we cannot take full joy in this cup because it reminds us of the pain and suffering of Egypt.
但是这并不是代表是一个完全的喜乐，因为这使我们想起了在埃及地的所受的种种的痛苦。
And so we take 10 drops from this cup, one drop for each of the plagues shed.
所以我们在这个杯里面是倒出十滴的可能葡萄汁来，每一滴代表了一个灾害。
Then we bless it, then we drink it.
然后我们是祝福这个杯，然后我们就饮这个杯。
Then the father points to the shank bone of the lamb.
这里是一个羊的一个大腿骨。
70 AD, the temple was destroyed and we can no longer offer lambs as a sacrifice.
在主历七十年，耶路撒冷的圣殿是被毁，所以从此以后再也不能够在圣殿献祭了。
And so this bone reminds us of the lambs that would have been offered as a sacrifice during the Passover time.
故此，羊的大腿骨是代表了在逾越节要献的逾越节的羔羊。
This was the lamb that was brought into the house for3.5 to 4 days.
这只羊也就是在出埃及记所讲的，要先带在家里面跟家人一起生活3.5 to 4 days.
It was unblemished, without spot or defect.
并且是一只还能无瑕疵的羔羊。
And it was then sacrificed, its blood applied to the doorpost and lentils.
然后这只羊要被献为祭，然后它的羔羊的血要用来涂在门楣和门框上面。
And this sacrifice became a prerequisite or a picture of the of all the sacrifices in Leviticus chapters 1 through 7.
这个是变成在利未记第一章到第七章所讲的一切的代表。
In the same way, Jesus came to the waters of baptism, and John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world."
在约翰福音呢，我们读到说，当耶稣来要受洗的时候，施洗约翰 看耶拿就说看啊上帝的羔羊除去世人罪孽的主
Without spot or defect, he dwelt among us for about 3 to 4 years.
可能耶稣是没有罪的他在我们人世当中是有3.5到4年的服侍
He lived a sinless life.
他的生命是没有罪的
He fulfilled messianic prophecy and did many signs and wonders.
然后他很完成了圣经的预言并且他在我们当中做了许多奇妙的事情
And then in the prime of his life, he was cut off from the land of the living.
然后最后他是被活从活人之地被剪除
When we apply his blood to the doorposts and lintels of our heart,
所以当我们将耶稣的宝血是抹在我们的心上，抹在我们的生命里面。
Because in the prime of his life, he was cut off from the land of the living.
然后他是为我们是受死
，for your sins and mine，
也是你的罪，我的罪。
So that when we confess with our mouth Jesus as Lord,
都能够得到赦免，以致我们是只要嘴里承认耶稣基督为主
，and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead，
并且心里信他从死里复活，就必得救。
Then we are saved，
我们就必得救。
And through Jesus, all of the sacrifices of Israel are satisfied。
为此，透过耶稣基督的牺牲，所有那自古以来的。所有的献祭都在他身上得到完全的印证。
We then point to the brown egg, reminding us of the destruction of the temple.
然后在逾越节的晚餐上也有一个咖啡色的一个的蛋。
But an egg reminds us of renewal, so it points to the one day when the temple will be rebuilt.
那个蛋是代表了纪念耶路撒冷的圣殿在主后70年是被毁，但是那也是一个生命复活的盼望，所以也讲到说有一天圣殿会被重建。
During Holy Week, Jesus entered the temple and he said, "If you destroy this temple, meaning his body, in 3 days it will rise."
并且在圣周的时候，耶稣进了耶路撒冷，曾经说过，你们如果毁坏这个圣殿，也就是说，它是指他的身体。我在3天之内要让这圣殿重建起来，就是预表了他的复活。
And so the brown egg reminds us that on Passover, Jesus died for our sins, but on first fruits, he rose from the dead.
这是这个咖啡色的鸡蛋，是提醒了我们，耶稣为我们的罪而死，并且在第三天从死里复活。
Then the father would hold up the unleavened bread or matzah and say, "This is the bread of affliction. All who are hungry, come and eat of this bread."
然后这个父亲就会把这个那半块无酵饼是举起来说，这是是苦难的饼，任何人都可以来是一同的领受。
You can see the modern baking process for matzah.Striped, pierced, and bruised.
然后很奇妙的是，这个无酵饼传统上是一定是有针孔的，而且是上面是有一条条的条纹的。
Scripture teaches that he would be striped, pierced, and bruised for our transgression, and the chastisement that brought us peace would be upon him.
这在以赛亚书里面告诉我们说，因他的鞭伤我们得平安。因他受的鞭伤我们的医治
so that by his stripes we are healed
以致是借着耶稣的是所受的一切的痛苦我们得到完全的医治
then they would sit and have a wonderful festive meal together
然后是全家人就坐下来吃饭
then after the meal the father would retrieve the afikoman
然后吃完之后呢是就把那一块藏起来的半块饼再次找出来
that piece of bread that were unleavened bread that was hidden away till after the meal
那就是那半块藏起来的无酵饼
then he would break off pieces about the size of an olive
然后呢他就把这个饼是碎开每一块大概是好像一个橄榄那么大的形状
So that everybody at the table would get a piece.
也是每个人都领受一块。
Then he would bless it.
然后他会呢是讲祝福的话。
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth.
反正是他的意思就是说，宇宙的主，我们谢谢你，因为你从我们的地里是带出这些的产物给我们。
Then they would eat, and that would be the last thing eaten at the Passover.
那个他们就一起的分享，然后那就是他们吃的最后的一样东西。
The father then would point to the cup of redemption, the third cup.
然后还有可能两杯，可能那个葡萄汁。所以他们现在就是那个父亲就会拿起是第三杯的葡萄汁，这个是叫做救恩之杯。
This is the cup that the rabbis say is especially red because it reminds us of the blood of the lambs shed at Passover time.
而这些可能是犹太拉比传统上说。这一杯是特别的，是代表了那个逾越节的羔羊所流的血。
Luke 22, verse 19 and 20.
在路加福音二十二章十九到二十节。
And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup, which is poured out for you, is the Brit Hadashah, the new covenant, in my blood."
耶稣可能又拿起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开，递给他们说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
And so, Jesus took this feast of Israel and this Jewish table, and he made it the Lord's table.
而为此，耶稣是将这犹太人的逾越节的庆祝变成是耶稣基督的啊呢是晚餐。
For everyone who would eat of this bread and drink of this cup.
每当我们是吃着饼喝着杯
they would come and be in a personal relationship with him.
我们是还能与耶稣有一个更亲密的个人的关系。
And it's at a Passover where we get the Lord's Supper, the communion.
而从还能是旧约的是逾越节的庆祝里面，我们是得了是耶稣基督的还能。是圣餐。
Then the father would point to the Elijah's cup.
最后啊呢，这个父亲是啊呢会拿起这个以利亚之杯。
In Jewish tradition, Eliyahu Hanavi, Elijah the prophet, would come and prepare the way for the Messiah.
啊呢，在犹太人的传统里面，相信说以利亚要先来为啊呢。弥赛亚来到是开路。
And we are reminded of what Jesus said, that John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah for all who would receive and accept it.
我们也记得耶稣说过，那个其实以利亚已经来了，他其实就是施洗约翰。
And so we raise the Elijah's cup high and we say, Elijah has come.Messiah has come.
故此呢，我们信主的犹太人就会举起这个杯来说，以利亚已经来了，那弥赛亚已经来了。
Then we would sing a lot of nice songs together.
然后我们会一起歌唱。
Celebrate our four cups of wine.
然后我们也喝了四杯的酒或者葡萄汁。
And then the father would.Pick up the fourth cup, the cup of acceptance.
这个第四杯是叫做最后一杯是叫做接受之杯。
He would bless it and they would drink.
然后呢，那个讲完祷告之后祝福了，然后大家就分着喝。
And that would conclude the Passover celebration.
那就是还能那个逾越节晚餐的结束。
And so as I conclude my time with you this morning,
故事今天早上当我跟你当然我们结束的时候
I want to thank you very much for having me.
很谢谢大家让我们有机会能够来到这里跟大家传讲这个信息。
And allowing me to share with you this powerful message.
可能这个是一个很有力量的信息。
Of the Messiah in the Passover.
因为在犹太人的庆祝里面其实弥赛亚的意义就已经是清清楚楚。
And I want to encourage you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
我也希望鼓励大家为耶路撒冷的平安而祷告。
And I want to thank you for those of you who are interested in our prayer letter. And if you are filling out the slip, you can go ahead and hand it to me in the hallway where, by the literature table.
然后呢是当大家呢那个如果你有填那个希望得到他们的通信的纸条的话以后出去的时候可以在外面可能是亲自的交给 Mr. Michael Cohen.
Let me pray.
让我们一起用祷告来结束。
Abba, I thank you so much for this church.
父啊我们为这个教会谢谢你。
And I pray you would bless them and encourage them as they...
愿主你祝福这个教会也能鼓励这个教会。
As they seek to do your will.
让他们是常常的寻求照着主的旨意而生活。
And live for you as Lord of their life.
并且是为主而活因为你是他们的救主。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Shalom. Thank you.
平安。我们谢谢他。
Thank you.